competition among the women at either of your jobs?
Well, I'd always say that if you lined up a group of waitresses on one side of the room and the blacks on one side and the whites on the other side, the whites would get all the customers and the blacks wouldn't get any. And the ones that the blacks would get, to me, were people that actually wanted to be waited on. So you would wait on them and pamper them to death, trying to get a good tip, and you would get the dollar. And the next day, that white girl would get them and slop the food to them, and they would give her five. And I have met some good customers, and I've met some really mean ones. I had people that would come and bring me gifts and ask for me and everything, but then I've had some people that is like, I had a customer once, and he was a big guy, and I accidentally wrote on his shirt by turning around, and he was like, laughed it off, you know, and his wife went upstairs and wrote a big stink about it, and I got a warning slip, and I don't think he even knew anything about it. And I've always said that if I got fired for some reason like that, that I would have to bring those people back. I don't know how I would get them, but I'd have to look them up, because I don't think that's fair that the customer is always right. I mean, this guy laughed about me taking his shirt home, washing it, and his wife didn't like it.
So tell me then, earlier you said you saw more problems between the races here in Las Vegas than in Tallulah. Give me some examples. I think you just gave me one, but give me other examples that you saw here in Las Vegas.
Well, once I worked as, you know, in the coffee shop. I was sick one night working graveyard, then as a waitress. And the hostess, to me, was prejudiced. And I'd asked to go home because I was sick, and she's like, she didn't want me to. And that night she fired me because she said that I wasn't sick and I was going to go home. So I fainted or something, and I heard she said that was just like a nigger. And because she said that and someone else heard it, she couldn't fire me.
And that's all that was done about her using that term.
Yeah, that's all. And it was like, yeah, I got to tell you, it was mostly, I don't think, I think now they hide it more than they did then. If they didn't like you, they didn't like you. And I would rather, if you don't like me, don't say you don't like me than to pretend.
Yeah.